There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The journey of life is the journey of truth, the discovery of truth. The journey begins with the intense desire to know things as they are, to know what is satyam, truth about everything, truth about life, truth about my own self, nature, sanskars, truth about happenings, truth about the world stage, the drama, truth about others, truth about one's own failings, imperfections. And the more you know yourself, the more you know God, the more we start understanding the world. The top of three things in scriptures, Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar. Soul, Supreme Soul and the world. To know these three things is to know everything. So, the search for truth, the quest for truth will take you towards the beauty of life, the real beauty. Sundaram is not about something beautiful or ugly. Beauty is about the reality. Beauty is truth. Beauty is to know the real nature of things. They say beauty is in the eyes of beholder, just as lust. So when the intellect is filled with the knowledge, the third eye opens. And what you see, everything becomes beautiful. It has nothing to do with the objects. It has nothing to do with the color. It has nothing to do with the physical outside appearance. It has nothing to do with the superficial thing. But the whole world becomes beautiful, regardless of what is happening in the world. Because you see the world as the detached observer. Nothing disturbs you. The play is going on the stage. You can see yourself from a distance. Otherwise, most of the time, we remain identified with the role, with body, with relations. The moment you detach yourself from yourself and you become audience and not the actor, sitting in the audience as an audience, you see, you watch everything as a mute spectator. Things that are happening on the stage. In that stage of Sakshi, the drama is beautiful. You don't want to correct anyone. Whatever they are doing, you have no corrections to offer. This is known as choiceless awareness. Choiceless awareness. You don't choose, but you are aware. Totally aware. Choiceless watchfulness, sajagta. So the journey begins with knowing the truth. The journey, everything becomes beauty. And then Shivam, auspiciousness happens on its own. You don't have to think what is auspicious and what is inauspicious. Everything remains, becomes auspicious. But what is knowledge then? Knowledge is not gathering of information. Knowledge is not amassing degrees. One is outside knowledge, another is inside knowledge. Outside knowledge you can get from schools and universities. You can know about maths and mathematics and arithmetics. But those sums of arithmetic may not help you to solve the problems of life, which are far more complex and intricate. So knowledge really means knowledge which is inside the self. Knowledge is a journey. It might begin with information. It might begin with knowing external things. But it doesn't end there. This is just the beginning, the starting point. Knowledge means information plus experience. Then we all don't use the word knowledge, but you use the word wisdom. And wisdom matures. Wisdom becomes more elderly. They have used yet another word, pragya, which is an extremely higher form of knowledge. This pragya doesn't come from books. This pragya even doesn't come from experiences. It is something where there is an internal illumination, where the person is said to have become enlightened. The soul has become so pure. Now the soul doesn't have to go and read books to know things. You get to know things as they are just by your deep contemplation or your silence. You are not collecting words or knowledge. It's a state of internal silence. So the journey begins with information. It goes ahead, knowledge. It goes ahead, wisdom. It goes ahead, pragya. It is something of practical nature. It's something of what is to be done at this moment. So again, knowledge is of two types. One is theoretical knowledge, another is practical knowledge, pragmatic knowledge. Knowledge has got these two divisions, practical and theoretical. When the knowledge is stuck in theory, in words alone, that is very dangerous. Even though the person is knowledgeful, he will be called the ignorant knowledge. That knowledge would be called the ignorant knowledge. Ajnani Gyan. It's a very new terminology. Baba uses this by giving example of a pandit by two examples. The first example is, there is a pandit, a learned scholar, who gives speeches and discourses. Every day he gives speeches, and he every day he tells the devotees to chant the name of Rama. The name of Rama is miraculous. You can do anything with the name of Rama. So that scholar is staying at this side of the river. And the villagers take boat and they come. One day it was raining heavily and there was no boatman. Still one woman comes. So the Pandit is amazed. He asks her, how did you manage to come? She said, because there was no boat, how did you come? She said, I just took the name of Rama as you told, as you advised. And I started walking on the river. And I came here. It's so easy. It's all because of you. Your teachings. You are so great. The woman goes away. But Pandit is not sure what he has taught. He says, let me try. But he's so fearful. How can he do that? But with much difficulty, he keeps his foot on water and he starts getting drowned. So this is known as ignorant knowledge. Where there is only theory aspect and the practical aspect is lacking. There is a huge gap between theory and practical. There is a bridge. How to bridge this gap? Theory is on this side and practical is here. This is 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. Murli period. Theory. And this is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Practical period. This is on this side. This is on this side. These two don't connect. And this is going on for years together. They have no connection with each other. This is yogi life. This is angelic life. And this is a workaholic life. Work, duty, job, action, deed. And in the spiritual language, service. So service life. You are in the battlefield. You are Brahmin here. You are Devta here in the morning. But in the day, you turn into Kshatriya. By evening, you again become Brahmin. So you are most of the time warrior rather than a deity or Brahmin. Warrior or merchant, Kshatriya or Vaishya. These are the two. So all the four caste systems are in one day. So in the morning you are deity, in the daytime you are merchant or warrior. By evening you become Brahmin. Let's go for evening yoga. Or you are Brahmin also in the morning. Okay, Shudra is remaining. Sometimes you enter the Shudra clan when you just forget everything. When everything becomes difficult and burdensome. So, how to bridge this gap? Theory and practical. Baba uses another word, plan and practical. You have made a plan. But the practical aspect is lacking. They say that we have written letters to Baba. From today onwards, I will do this or do that. So the plan is beautiful. I have taken pledge in front of Baba. The plan is beautiful. I will do this, I will do that. Excellent plan. Beautiful plan. We have written letters. But when it comes to practicality, things just fizzle out. Things are not that intense. Why? So what to do? There's another story of yet another Pandit. The Pandit is traveling in a boat. And the boatman is poor man, unlettered. So the Pandit asks him, do you know oceanology? He said, what? I never heard this word, oceanology. You don't know oceanology. It's a study of ocean. You are in the ocean all the time and you don't know oceanology. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know. He said, your 1/4 life is wasted. Then he says, do you know meteorology? He said, what? I never heard that. You don't know meteorology. It's a study of, you know, all atmosphere, in everything. You don't know that also. He says, no, I have never heard of that. Then he says, are you aware of something about astrology? He says, no, I don't know astrology. I have been living here since my childhood. I never got time. He said, it seems half of your life, 3/4 of your life is getting wasted. You don't know anything. What have you done? And then suddenly there is storm. And the poor boatman says, sir, do you know swimminology? The learned man says, what? Swimminology. He says, I'm going by. It's very difficult. If you don't know swimming, what is the point? And the learned man keeps on shouting and the boatman escapes. One can take PhD degree in swimming without entering water. It is possible. All degrees you can take nowadays. There are so many online courses available, you know. You can learn everything and everything just by online courses without even going there, and you have a degree. So there is a plan and there is practical. There is theory and there is practical. When this doesn't happen, it is known as Ajnani Gyan, the ignorant knowledge. Knowledge is there, but the knowledge is ignorant. Knowledge is there, and yet the knowledge is blind. The blind knowledge. The unaware knowledge. In English grammar, this is figure of speech, antithesis. Antithesis. The kind, cruel knife of surgeon. Two opposite words together. The kind, cruel knife of surgeon. In the similar manner, ignorant knowledge. Ajnani Gyan. The Gyan which has not turned into practicality. So again, coming to the same question, how to bridge this gap? You have a plan, you have a theory, and now you want to turn that theory into practice. How to translate this theory into practice? What will have to do? You can take help of so many things. Always take a book and write down what is the plan. It's better. You should have some written thing. This is the plan of action. Next 1 month plan, 3 hours sitting yoga, 2 hours churning. This is the food plan. Food. This is the food I am going to take. So first of all, write down. Writing is very important. If possible, you can stick those chit paper everywhere so that they can remind you all the time about your plan. This is one thing. Second, affirmations. Our yoga is what? We sit and start affirming about the originality, about the purity of soul. We keep on reminding ourselves about our relationships with God, eternal world cycle and everything. So affirmations. Third is visualization. Whatever you want to become, you have to visualize that it has already become. If you want to get up at Amrit Vela and you are not getting up, spend time and visualize that I've opened my eyes and it is already whatever time you want to get up, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Start seeing that in your mind's eye. So visualization, colorization, color it, picturization. Prepare a mental movie. Create a mental movie. And see it. So affirmation, visualization, and then repetition. Keep on repeating. Repeating things. Every day is a day of struggle. But at the end of the day, if you have done it, it will be the day of victory for you. And one day of victory induces confidence. It prepares you for another day of victory. Second day of victory. Third day of victory. Every victory makes you more confident. In fact, that becomes a stepping stone. Even if there is a defeat, that defeat also is a stepping stone to higher realm, to higher rung of this ladder of success. So repetition, third. The fourth is announce it before others that I am going to do this. then there is some binding force. If you tell that tomorrow you will see me at 3 o'clock at Amrit Villa. Now you already told the person and he is already getting up. Now it's a question of your position and status. Yogi status. What? Words. Tell others that I'm going to do this. If you are comfortable with others, otherwise keep it hidden or secret. So that is one thing which you can use. Then there should be a like time management. You have to take out time. If you want to build body, you have to take up time. Take out time from your busy schedule. If you want to do anything, you will have to manage time. Life management is time management. The best definition of illness, sickness, disease is, what is illness? What is sickness? What is disease? Wrong time management is disease. Incorrect time management. So time management, you have to take out time. And another thing, you have to prioritize. Which is the priority? Today, what is the priority? Knowledge is the priority or something else? Or television or movies or the entertainment is the priority? Churning is the priority or the worldly entertainment is the priority? So prioritize things. So you have to create your own plan to turn practical theory, theoretical knowledge into practical knowledge for everything. This is the theory, this is the, but you must know theory also in detail. For example, Amrit Vela, you should know everything about Amrit Vela. Go and read that small book on Amrit Vela, which is a compilation of all the great sayings of Bab Dada. So when you know more and more about things, then only the theory should be very clear. Then you can think of putting that into practice. And whilst putting it into practice, what are the subtle nuances? What are the things which are difficult? What are the teething problems? Teething problem is initial problems. When you start learning new things like riding a car, you will have teething problems. Any new institution, when it starts, you start a new office. It is not that you start an office and it will start running. You will get to know so many things. You need a watch on the wall. You need curtains. Once you enter inside, then you get to know. So many things are needed. You need a dustbin. You need so many things. So once you enter into that room, then you get to know, okay, these things are needed. Then you again research. So there is no one blanket statement or blanket plan. This is to be done. It is your own discovery. Because it is you who has to put the plan into practice. So you will discover so many things. This is needed. Now these stands were never there in the past. The earlier recordings were one mobile. And that used to be we here. That's it. And everyone who is speaking would get recorded his voice in that. If you listen to earlier classes of 2017, you listen 100 people voices in that one audio. Everybody is speaking. Then somebody thought of bringing something new here. Laptop came much, much later. Earlier only one that small mobile was there. And that too at that earlier that Nokia and other. With so much noises in that audio. These are all later developments. So once you start doing, then all the discoveries you find out. So don't become ignorant, jnani. Om Shanti.